you have promised, Lord, and we've seen that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Have you said it and will you not do it? Have you promised and will you not make it good? My God, make good your word in Psalm 30 verse 9, my God. Ensure the fruitfulness of our cattle, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. Ensure the fruitfulness of our body. Ensure the fruitfulness specifically of the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, my God, the fruit of our land, the fruit of our cattle, the fruit of our hand, the work of our hands, the fruit of our body. Lord Jesus, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, Lord Jesus, as we serve you faithfully. Lord, let it count. Let every time we spend, let every resource we spend, let every mental capacity we spend, let every part of our lives we spend, and every sacrifice we make, let it count to God. Let it count to God and ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, we give the Lord thanks one more time for answered prayer. We give you all the glory. And we thank you, Lord, that you heard us in these opening prayers. We know that today is going to be another awesome encounter. We give you all the glory and the praise because you are a faithful God. So how great thou art. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou, how great thou art, how great thou art. You are great in your words, how great thou art, matchless King, how great thou.
Intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. Walk in the spirit to avoid the lust of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 says, this I say then, walk in the spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In our last session, we learned that in order to avoid walking according to the flesh, the key to it is to walk in the Spirit, or to walk by the leading of the Spirit. This season of Walk with God sets us the focus. We learning this principle that we ought to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we do that, we shall not fulfill lust of the flesh. Today we are looking at love by the Spirit. Love by the Spirit. Galatians 5:18. It says that, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. which we read in our previous session. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. And I believe we know what adultery is: a married person having a sexual relations with someone other than their spouse, fornication, having sexual relations without being married. Now, you find it interesting, uncleanness. I don't think I need to explain what uncleanness is. Yes, I believe everybody knows what it means to be clean. We say cleanness is next to godliness. So from personal hygiene to hygiene everywhere, cleanness is important. Lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is lust. Lust to a very extreme degree. We see idolatry, idolizing other things. God says that we should not put up any other gods before him. And so idolatry, when we idolize or we make other things or people our idols, we see witchcraft there, which is spiritual manipulation. And hatred, we know what hatred is. Variance. Variance is when we say one thing and another time we say another. We are not consistent in our statements. We say one thing today and the other time we say something else as if we didn't say what we previously said. We see also emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. For lack of time, I will ask that you can look at some of these definitions of some of these things, and then you have an idea. You see, if everything will be named, even in 21, see, envy is there. So even when you envy other people, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of there, which I tell you before, I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And it's very interesting that in our minds, when we say, well, somebody has killed someone, like we look at Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. Hey, he murdered Abel. Then we think of it as, this is very bad, very bad. Like you hear someone has murdered someone. At that time, a driver was telling me, the passenger he had picked up was saying that, oh, when he was a young person, he was really rowdy and his gang, they killed about 5 people. And they said, this must be a very bad person. But here, murder is being put in the same list as uncleanness. You see, so if you say we'll go by the law, as a matter of fact, you may be pointing fingers at someone who has murdered someone, but in your own, you may be very unclean. And over here is part of the list. God have mercy upon us.
Amen.
We thank God that we have life by the Spirit of God and not by our works, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is not to say that we must not strive to do our best. As we are empowered by the Spirit, we must. You see in verse 22 that by the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And in our last session, Lent, we must seek to bear the fruit of the Spirit. And when we focus on that, we will not find ourselves engaged in the works of the flesh. Please say after me, when I pursue bearing the fruit of the Spirit,
when I pursue bearing the fruit of the Spirit,
I will not find myself engaging in the works of the flesh.
I will not find myself engaging in the works of the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We thank God for his revelation. Amen. So instead of worrying your head, hey, I don't have to do this, I don't have to touch this, do something right. Pursue bearing the fruit of the Spirit. One time, a situation that was brought across many, many years ago. There was a challenge. A sister who was in a relationship which was not okay. And now we went to preach and then we met the sister. And then she was crying, weeping. I said, oh, after we preached the word of God to her, she was crying that she really wishes that she could stop. So now the issue was that if she stops, how is she going to survive? Because the relationship in which she was what was keeping her, like giving her money. So in such a situation, you can pray in tongues, baptize the person in anointing oil and do all sorts of things. After that, when you leave and go, the situation may not have changed. But after you've prayed with the person and you say that, okay, there's this job opportunity, right? And then you put the person in a family that the person can live with. Give the person a job to do. Then you see that it helps. Would the person have to go back to that same relationship again?
No.
The situation would have changed. So in doing the right thing, it destroys the wrong. When light comes, it destroys darkness. But you don't just say that, don't go into darkness, and may God grant us the grace to transform lives by helping beyond just preaching. Amen.
Amen.
So that we can help people. We can help people. Sometimes even two people who are in the wrong, they may be destined to marry, yes, but something is going wrong. Sometimes you just put them in right environment and everything is corrected. As we are learning the word of God, led by the Spirit of God, I believe that we are all learning something. Pursue bearing the fruit of the Spirit. You can't do it by force. It comes by the grace of God through the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 36, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? One person asks Jesus. Listen to Jesus' response in Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And he goes on to explain that this is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Jesus is truly the word of God.
Amen.
You see, he explains to you that if you have over 600 laws, the summation of all of it is that love the Lord thy God and also love your neighbor as yourself. When you love God, there are things that you won't do. When you love your neighbor, there are things you won't do to your neighbor. Of course, because you don't want the same to be done to you. And Jesus just summed all these up. However, it is only by the Spirit of God that by which you can love God the way you ought to love. It is only by the Spirit of God that you would be able to love your neighbor the way you ought to love your neighbor. Because as a matter of fact, sometimes when you look at the behavior of your neighbor, you begin to ask yourself that, are you wise continuing to love, or you are just being a fool continuing to show love to that person? Love by the Spirit. It takes the Spirit of God to show love to your neighbor. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11, it says, Wherefore remember that ye being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at a time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. It means that we were Gentiles, we're not Jews. The Jews, they were going by circumcision, by the commandment given to Abraham. But we were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, meaning that the shared wealth or the promises that were given to Israel, we were not entitled to any of that. And strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world. No hope. As a matter of fact, in fact, when you have no hope, then that's the end. Because when everything has failed, hope is what will bring you back on track. When there's no hope, it means there's nothing else left. So we're in that position. But now look at where we are now. Ephesians 2:13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are now made nigh by the blood of Christ. By the blood of Christ. It's because Christ shed his blood for us that today, all of us, we have access to the commonwealth of Israel, including divine health.
Amen.
Including financial prosperity.
Amen.
Including peace of mind.
Amen.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. All Amen. These things we have access to because of the blood of Christ Jesus. This blood was shed because of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Love. 14, for he is our peace who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. So through Christ there's now unity between the uncircumcised and the circumcised, between the Gentile and the Jew. We all now have one heritage. He's brought us all together. He's joined us all together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both the Gentiles and the Jews, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners. Say, I'm no more a stranger and a foreigner.
I'm no more a stranger and a
but
foreigner.
But I'm a fellow citizen.
But I'm a fellow citizen.
With the saints.
With the saints.
And of the household of God.
And of the household of God.
You see what love has done to you. You see where the love of Christ has brought you to. The love of Christ. Now we are of the household of God. Wow. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. It is by the Spirit of God that this love that we have received from Christ Jesus, we can transmit that love to other people. It's by the Holy Spirit. But we ought to love. We ought to demonstrate love. Like Jesus said, even if your neighbor offends you 77 times 7, multiple times, you cannot owe. He said, owe no man anything except love, as the scripture says. You cannot hold anything against anyone because of the demonstration of the love of God. For if Christ Jesus chose to be angry with us for even wanting to kill him, we would not have been saved because he wouldn't have died for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I want you to reflect on this, where God has picked us from. When we're not even Jews, even Gentiles, we're not even Jews. Because salvation was unto the Jews. But through Christ Jesus, now we the Gentiles have also access to the same heritage as the Jews. And so see where we were without hope. For I was without hope. I was without hope. Hope means that you don't even see any light in the darkness to even look towards. Hope means that there is no way of salvation for you. We were without hope in a hopeless situation. And yet, the love of Christ, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he reconciled us back to the household of God. A hopeless person reconciled back to the household of God. You ought to love by the Spirit of God. By your flesh, you cannot love the way you ought to love. The flesh will only run after lust. Today, when it feels for red, goes for red. Tomorrow, when your flesh feels for blue, it will go for blue. If you follow the flesh, you go in circles into destruction. But when you love by the Spirit of God, souls will be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to pray that, Lord, please help me to love by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray that prayer. Help me, Lord. Help me,
Lord. Lord, help me to love by the Spirit of God.
At my workplace, in the home, at church, wherever I am, on the field, help me to love by the Spirit of God. The way you loved me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the way you loved me, the way you loved me. the way you love. Help me to love by the Spirit. Help me to love by the Spirit. When I sing, let it be the demonstration of your love by the Spirit of God. The law couldn't save us, but love, your love saved us. Help me. Help me to demonstrate your love.
Jesus, Father, in the state of Manchester, let me a demonstration of your love. In the name of Jesus, let me a demonstration of your love.
Where the law failed, your love.
Jesus, my God.
Brought us back. We're going to sing a song of worship, and after that, I'm going to pray with you.
Come on.
Many gods that people talk about. Some even don't believe in any God at all. They believe in themselves. But we have experienced the God who made the heavens and the earth, who gave his only begotten Son to pay the dear sacrifice that we should have paid for being disobedient and living, having sinful lives. Today I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus, by which you have redemption from sin and you have access to eternal life, as said in the Word of God. Just say this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, and without you, I can't save myself. Today I pray asking that please forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life. Be the Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. I cry upon you that please grant me your Holy Spirit, that by your Holy Spirit I can bear these fruits of the Spirit that are pleasing unto you, and not to be caught up in the works of the flesh. Today I yield my life completely to you. Have your way in my life, and Lord, order my life according to your purpose. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you just said this prayer, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Oh, Jesus, be Jesus, be lifted.
Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Shalom.